You ever sleep in?
Yes.
How often?
Once every week, few weeks.
What is sleeping in for you? Just I'm curious.
Yeah, what is that hour?
Like if I
that
wake
matters.
Lately, it's like if it's like a regular like 8:30 or 9, but then if it's like a deep sleep in, like it's been rough. It's like I could go to 10:30.
You could go,
11.
Yeah. Because you're how old? How old are you?
24.
Yeah. You're still in sleeping age. It's an age thing.
Yeah.
24 years old, you can still sleep till 10:30.
7 well, o'clock would be sleeping in
7 a.m. Sleeping yes. in late. I try and sleep in maybe, if I can, 2 mornings a week. Mm. Minimum of 1.
Yeah.
Monday mornings, I sleep.
Mm.
Sunday night, I'm not going to bed till.
Right.
I think I went to bed at like 1 or 2
totally.
On Sunday night, right? Okay, so then I'm going to sleep in. Even at that, it's not sleeping in, right. but it's sleeping in comparison.
Totally.
And then I would love to do that as well, maybe on Friday morning. That would be my other
That's
morning
my, yeah.
that I would love to get an extra sleep. Saturday morning, I'm early. I'm ready to
Sorry.
Go.
Sorry. Saturday is my... Friday is not because I'm taking the boys, but...
Saturday, you
Saturday,
could, yeah.
I try.
You gotta have that. Man, I'm just telling... So, Julia's family's in town. You know, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're chilling out. You know, we're up late last night. And I was just kept staying up. And I was like... My body was like, hey... Bud, this is when we stop.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, family's here. Like, we got to hang out. So I was hanging out till late. And then this morning I was like, no, I'm going to sleep in. I can't. Like my body yeah. knows.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's frustrating, actually.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Right? My body's like, no, we're on a schedule here.
Yeah.
Don't mess with what we built.
Yeah.
It's insane. And that is leadership right there. Figuring out. Your body clock. I don't know. Let's go. Oh, let's go. Shout out to all the leaners out there around the world. Very global.
Yeah.
Extremely.
I met some leaners this last week from Melbourne, Australia, mate.
Very cool.
Mm.
So shout out to all the Aussies. You know we love Australia. We love the Outback Steakhouse, to be honest.
The Bloomin' Onion.
There's nothing like a Bloomin' Onion, homie. I love the Tim Tams Lamb. Let's go.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Okay, we're jumping in today. We are in an episode this week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I think you're going to be getting this after Thanksgiving, but it's Thanksgiving week around here, and I'm very excited. What you're going to be eating big on Thanksgiving? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're going to the Narayans, and we have a full menu.
The whole spread.
Yeah.
Mm. April for Thanksgiving plans. You going to the Bay Area?
I am.
Very disappointed. You driving?
I am driving.
That's going to be a doozy.
I'm picking up my cousin in Santa
Barbara. Are you leaving tonight?
No, I'm leaving in the morning.
You better leave early in the morning.
Yeah.
I've done that drive for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
One maybe in 1999,
wow.
I did Thanksgiving in the Bay
yeah.
Area.
Cool.
Probably 1999, and I did the drive. It was fantastic.
It's a good drive.
You know what I gotta admit about San Francisco? It has the best sourdough bread bowl
oh, yeah.
clam chowder in the world.
Of course, it does.
Go have one for us and say hi to the old Full House. House.
I will do that.
Shout out to Aunt Becky.
All right, hey, we want to take a quick break before we get too far into the podcast, and we want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Overflow. And Overflow is so cool. They've completely reimagined and innovated what it looks like to be able to give to donations, fundraisers. If you have an event where you're having people give, they've completely transform that entire solution for you. So if you want to give creatively, they have crypto options, they have stock options, as well with all the other types of traditional options, cash and things like that. But if you head over to overflow.co/LLI, you can sign up for a free demo and you'll be partnered with their team. I'm just going to shout out their team. I do it every time. Their team is phenomenal. They're excellent in communicating, but they're going to help you with all of your questions, all of your needs, and they're going to allow you to find options for your organization, for people to give and for people to donate and for fundraising to be easier than ever. So check out overflow.co/LLI to book your free demo.
Today we're talking about... They told me I didn't do that last episode, and
it's true.
They were very disappointed.
Doubled it up
me,
actually
so
right now.
I'm back strong. I've got day one energy. I want to talk today about return on failure.
Mm. Oh,
we call this ROF.
That's really good.
I didn't see it
get
going that
a
way.
Return on your failure, because guess what? It's like I was just, before we recorded the podcast, I was just talking to somebody. I read him that that great quote, the man in the arena. Mm. What is he marred with? Mistake.
Ooh.
Effort. He's tried his best. He came up short. Why? Because he's trying. And leadership is a collection of failures. Risking it all and losing it all, trying your best and coming up short and not seeing what you wanted. But that's all right. We're going to get a return on that failure. The only thing I don't want you to do, leader, is fail and not learn.
That's right.
To make the mistake and then, oh God, here it comes. You're going to repeat the same. You're going to repeat it again. Mm. This is how you take a journey that should have taken 4 days and turn it into 40 years.
Right. Yep.
Is you keep on making the same mistake. There's a proverb that comes to mind, and it is, oh, this is the one. You read this proverb, you hear this proverb, it's a punch in the gut. It's a, oh, you're talking about me again. As a dog returns to his vomit. I just pause there. I'm like, no, don't say it. Don't call me. Don't just sow a fool to his folly. A fool keeps on going back to the same problems, same mistakes, barking up the same tree, trying to tap into the same people, not learning. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I've got to get a return. And my life has been a crazy return on Phil. I could sit and talk. You want to have a long pod? I know you guys always watch the clock here. You don't want me to go. You're not trying to get me in those Joe Rogan hours. I'm going to do it one day. I'm just going to talk for 3 hours.
We'll just sit here hungry, thirsty, no water. We'll be like, yeah, that's good, Pastor Chad.
Grab a snack and buckle up, buddy. I've got more where that came from. I could talk about failure all day long.
Yeah.
Because we all have made mistakes. We all are doing our best. But get you a return on your failure. I got a few things to ponder, consider, meditate upon, think about as we get better. Number one, don't keep repeating the same mistakes. Don't do it. Don't keep going round and round the mountain wondering if this is going to be the year of the promised land. No, it's not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not. Well, who are you kidding? You're doing the same play. You haven't changed anything. You are set up. It's like Pastor Chris Hodges says, your systems are perfectly designed to deliver the current results you are getting. Mm. So why are you expecting different results?
Yep. Like,
with the same system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've got to stop. Stop it. If you've been making mistakes, stop it. This is not just a sin issue. In leadership, it plays out in how you spend your money, who you elevate and who you exalt. It plays out in so how you manage your time, how you manage your energy, the way you deal with conflict, the way that you deal with people. It's the same thing over and over. And I think if we're going to get better, we first must identify where we're losing.
Mm.
Years ago, I was in South Africa. And I was preaching at for Pastor Phil Dooley, Hillsong, Cape Town. Man, did he have that thing jumping. Jeez. Jumping. Comes in, starts it, grows it to 20,000, I think.
Jeez.
And I was at the youth conference. This is probably 10, 12 years ago. And before the night meeting, I went into his office, and he had this whiteboard up. And I said, what is this? And he said, oh, well, you know, during the afternoon, I brought my key team in here. And we sat at the whiteboard and we identified the top 10 things that are hurting our church right now.
Mm.
And so these are the 10 things that we think these are our lids. This is where we're not doing good. This is what's hurting us. And I thought, isn't that great? Because if you don't first identify where you're losing, where you're not doing well, what will happen is you just keep living life, keep leading, and then keep wondering,
mm-hmm.
why isn't it getting better?
Right.
Mm.
Why isn't it evolving, changing, growing? Why isn't it becoming what's in my heart? No, you got to get a return on your failure. And the way that you do this is you don't keep repeating the same mistakes. Stop it. You know, it's like when I tell my kids when they're doing something wrong, like, hey, that's about enough.
Right.
We're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to talk to our mother like that. Or we're not going to get out of bed for the fifth time to get some water. You've had three cups. Don't repeat the same mistake. Just because you're winsome or just because you work hard doesn't mean that you're not stuck in a rut.
Mm. Yeah.
And to quote you two, you got yourself stuck in a moment. Okay. Well, don't get stuck in a failure.
Yeah.
Get out of the failure. Identify it. Call it. If you can name it, you can tame it. Mm. But I cannot solve the problem. I don't first. And I think a lot of times what happens to leaders is we're so embarrassed. Whatever you can't talk about has you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And so you got to just, guess what? Everyone around you is pretty aware of it too. Hmm. So talk about it. Hey, I'm not doing good in this. Hey, we're not doing good in this. We're failing in this area. We're failing in this category. And here are this. First, we identified it, and here are some steps we're going to take to get out of this current rut, this current structure, this current problem. Because as a dog returns to his vomit, I'm not willing to keep going back to that same problem. Number two, don't keep your failures to yourself. Mm. Again, you got to talk about it. You got to, I think what's more attractive than someone that's authentic?
Right.
What's better than someone that's vulnerable? People admire your strengths, but they relate with your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, we want to be, the problem with most leaders is that they want a delta gap between them and those that follow them, them and those that are watching their life.
Yep.
And the gap is actually much smaller than we think it is. Right. Mm-hmm. We're all humans.
Yeah. Yep.
We all have the same human needs. There are no rock stars. That's why I'm not really ever that impressed with humans, because we all are the same.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's okay for you to talk about where we're making mistakes and where we're failing and where you're missing it and what's frustrating you about you. And I think people, it just puts everybody's guard down.
That's right.
Everyone's like, oh, well, guess what? You know, this is where I'm failing.
Right.
But you ever know, it's like, it's so funny. A lot of times when we used to meet, you know, do men's groups, we'd say, anybody need prayer about anything? Mm-hmm. No guy raises his hand. And it's just quiet. Come on, guys, you know. Anybody need prayer for anything? Nothing. Come on, guys. Any prayer requests out there? Anybody struggling with anything? First guy raises his hand. Well, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan. You know, whatever. Right? Domino effect.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I find that when you admit where you failed and where you've gone wrong and where you misstepped and how you miscalculated and what you did, it just opens up the room for the rest of the room to go, yeah, me too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I missed it here and I didn't do that and I should have. And that is what builds extreme ownership. That is how you build a culture of improvement. That is how we get better, where we all can admit, I didn't get this part right. Mm-hmm. And because I vocalized it, now I'm accountable.
Wow.
And I think that is so powerful. Can you guys, can you name a time where you've ever had to admit your failure?
Yeah, about every Monday after a Sunday, we kind of go to the board and find failures. But I think that's just part of the process. And we've created systems where we are forced to identify failures. You know, we kind of reflect and have reports that show that. And every time I'm like, I don't want to put this down.
Right.
But
if I don't. And I think I've realized for me, it's not that I'm afraid of failure, because it's part of the problem. You have to fail. If I'm honest, I have to check down the thought of the appearance of failure.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to be seen as or marked as a failure.
That's right.
But if any of us are going to grow, we have to fail and embrace it.
Yeah. I think in the workplace as well as in personal relationships with family, with friends, it just feels to me icky when you know you failed, everyone knows you failed, and you don't address it.
That's right.
It feels just, I'm breaking trust here. I'm looking like a loser.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come up and talk about it and address it.
Yes. Who's the bigger loser? The person that fails? or the person that fails to acknowledge yeah. that they failed.
Right. Oof.
That to me is the bigger failure. You would have done better of just grabbing that big, come on, it's Thanksgiving week. Grab that big old piece of humble pie.
It's so good.
Put some whipped cream on that thing and just be like, I messed up. I failed to plug in the cable. I did not do the announcements right. I, whatever, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And then everybody goes, oh, we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually trust you more now.
Right.
Yeah. And I think, in fact, it goes to number three, but you already said it. Don't let failure define you. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you acknowledge it, it can't be on your identity. If you don't acknowledge it, it will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. There's a label there.
You can't talk about it.
You can't talk about it. So now it's like everybody's like, well, they got God. Mm. It's like, remember that Ty Lue move, that AI, where he got him in the finals and there's that famous moment where he steps over him?
Yeah.
The best thing Ty Lue can do is just go like, yeah, he got me.
Mm. Right.
Everybody else is going to laugh, call you a loser and tell you. I just think this is so freeing. You should live this way, in my opinion. Everyone in your world is laughing at you right now. You might as well join in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the moment you take yourself too serious, you can't join in the chorus.
That's right.
And so just laugh. Laugh at your mistakes. Don't take yourself too serious because nobody else does. Mm. There's nobody that we take so serious unless it's John Maxwell. Hit me with the John just real fast.
Everything rises and falls on leadership.
I'm taking that voice serious. That guy is like pretty much
God.
God, yeah. Jesus, John.
Right.
Sorry, Holy Spirit. And then John. So he's fourth. I'm taking that. And Nick Saban is all. I'm going to take that guy serious.
You all may be taking the week off, but I'm not.
How could I not take him serious? He's not taking the week off. I'm gonna take that guy serious. He's Roll Tide. He just became a billionaire. He sells.
Wow. Stop.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of car lots and he sells cars. But what? I'm taking it's John Maxwell and Nick Saban. They take themselves serious. That's fine. Everybody else, you are fair game. If at first you don't succeed, get up and try again.
That's so good.
Another proverb: though a righteous man falls seven times.
Mm-hmm.
He gets back up
mm-hmm.
because I'm not defined by my failure. I'm getting a return on that thing. I'm getting better. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting wiser. I'm getting softer. I'm getting kinder. I'm getting more generous. I'm getting more responsible. I'm working harder. I'm going to have a return on this thing. Don't you think for one second this failure is going to have me. I'm not going back to that thing again. I'm going to get. I said it in other mediums of platform. But recently, Julie and I were robbed. You know, our house got broken into. You don't think I'm setting myself up better?
Right.
Mm.
I'm not going to return to that. I'm not going back.
Right.
You got me once. And I thought I was ready. I'm going to get even more ready. Because at first you don't succeed, get up and let's try again. Let's try. And I think that's what's so great about being a leader. I think that's what's so great about leading something and building something and figuring it out, going like, man, I messed up there. Man, I mishandled that relationship. Oh, that season was rough. Oh, that time. Oh, gosh, I could have done a better budget. I could have planned. Nothing worse than being in an event and going like, this event's terrible because of me.
Mm.
Man, I should. And I'm telling you, nothing will wake you up like being in your own event and you can't wait for next year's because you're going to make it 10 times better. Right? Yeah. And I've been there. And you've been there. Get a return on your failure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't go do it next year and go like, didn't we say that we weren't going to do this?
Right.
Didn't we say that we were going to get better? The only thing that will drive me crazy is if I'm around people that are not obsessed with improvement.
Mm.
All of life is an obsession with getting better.
Yep.
Figuring, cracking a code, give me a cheat code, give me a better way to handle my money or my. That's what I love about, you see Mint just went away.
Mm.
The app Mint.
It went away.
Yeah.
Stop.
I think it's something like, I forget how many millions of people right now do not have a platform to handle their money because Mint just went away.
Wow.
And so all these other platforms to handle your money are swooping in of going like, hey,
right.
Yep.
Come over here. Like, when you fail, it should be an opportunity for you to go, for something to go off and you go, hey, we can do it better here. Come over to this base camp or this Slack or this form of communication or this whatever. Figure it out. Let's just get better.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it's like we're not even that moved by like the bottom line result. That's cool. But the fact that the air got better and the team got better
That's
and
right.
the communication got better. Oh, we're so, I like to say, we're so much stronger than we were.
Yep.
I'll take strength over anything. And how did I get stronger? I failed a lot.
Yeah.
But every time I failed, I wrote it down and identified it. I talked about it with the group and we made promises to each other. We're going to get better.
That's right. I watched this interview with Mr. Beast. And the first year that he did his YouTube channel, or he took it serious, him and four guys made a commitment for 1 year. They're going to post every week. And, you know, the guy said, well, what was the main takeaway? He said the success of that year was failing 5 years worth in 1 year.
Wow.
Sharing all those failures propelled it.
That's really
there
great.
Was no success. He said, there's no success. But there's 5 years worth of failures that we learned from.
So good.
Yeah, and what do we do every Tuesday around here? We sit down in a meeting, and I look around the table, and I go, what'd you learn?
How can we get better?
What'd you learn? What stood out to you? What'd you learn this week? Dan Patrick on his show, his podcast, he's on Fox Sports every morning. End of his 3-hour show, he asked his whole crew, go around the table, what'd you learn today? What'd you learn today? Because it's just about learning. It's just about takeaways and figuring it out. And that's why I think that, you know, if you're going to be a great leader, you got to be great at taking notes, writing stuff down.
Yep.
You know who I text the most probably? This might sound bizarre to some, but the person that I text the most is myself.
Stop.
Yeah, I text me all the time. Because I text notes, this quote, this thought, this idea, this, I text myself and I go through the text I sent myself because I want to figure out, like I heard that, I saw that, I send myself videos, I send myself quotes because I'm trying to have a log and a receipt of everything
really cool.
that helped me get better.
It's really good.
So when I type in Chad in my phone, the first name that pops up is mine.
Yep.
So I'm texting myself stuff to get better because you got to improve. Last one, number four. Don't keep what you learn to yourself.
Love this one.
Right.
This is a great one. Freely you have received, freely you should give.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be a leader, leaders are not, they are the opposite of hoarders. You see someone in their car and they're hoarding. They got their car jam-packed or their house is filled with stuff and they're hoarders, okay? Leadership is opposite. It's just giving it. Give it away now. Give it away now. Uh-huh. Red Hot April. Chili Peppers.
Sorry.
Miss 24.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
That is embarrassing. You know who the Red Hot Chili Peppers are?
I do. My dad just loved like 70s and 80s like rock and alt and new wave. So that's the only thing I know.
Right? I got to give it to your mama.
Iconic.
Give it away now.
That whole album was my childhood.
Flea?
Yeah. I went to his studio the other day.
Wow. Fleas?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Our friend takes drum lessons. He has a really cool, it's all for kids, drum lessons and
savage
bass lessons.
His wife has a cool fashion line.
Oh, okay. So you kind of know.
Yeah, I know.
Wait. Isn't their drummer the one that looks like Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Chad.
Yeah.
His name is Chad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's so cool. I've seen some videos of him doing like, they just play a song and they're like, you play that. Play. How would you play it? And he's like, just killing it.
Yeah, I saw those too.
Travis is better.
Is that Dave? Is Dave for Red Hot Chili Peppers? No.
Travis is better. That guy, you start name dropping. Get out of here, buddy. Don't keep what you learn to yourself.
That's right.
You've got to give away, you know, and Jesus talked about this, the greatest leader ever walked the face of the earth. He said, don't throw your pearl before swine. So what you're going to give away, can I just ask you to make sure that these people are hungry to learn, they are humble enough to learn, and they're going to hustle to apply. Shout out to Brad Lomanick, H3. Those are his three H's. I love those three H's together. Humble, hungry, and hustle. If you're going to give stuff away, give it. That's what I love about our nation. Are you kidding me? Leaner Nation. This is a nation. This is a force to be reckoned with. This is a global audience from Melbourne, Australia to Portugal. I don't know if they listen to us in Portugal.
It's not very far.
Okay, Brazil. Brazil. Our nation, we all we do is learn and grow together.
That's right.
In fact, we were going to ask Leaner Nation a question this episode. We were going to ask them.
Yeah, we were.
What was the question?
The question was, oh, yes, if we were to do.
Oh, gosh. This is a great question. If we were to do a tour, what cities should we stop by?
That's right.
If we were to do a little LLI, I don't even want to call it pop-up because we're going to go on tour.
Yeah.
Call her Leaner Nation.
Okay.
That's the best thing I said today.
Okay.
That looked crazy, their tour. But if we did a tour, where should we pop up? Anyways, we're closing here. Don't keep what you learn to yourself. In other words, you failed. You had to name it. You had to acknowledge it. You had to learn from it. It was hard. It's a lot of tears in some cases. And then you learned. Great. Who knows? Who'd you tell? How can they apply it? How can they get better?
Yeah.
Everything about leadership is in group. Mm. It first happens in me, and then it happens to we. It's a me thing that always turns into a we thing. Nothing about leadership stays with me. The me turns into the we. So even with failure, share what you learn with everybody else.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in the Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.